Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Welcome back to the NutriMedical Report, and one of my favorite guests of the week is Scott Adams, introduced some time ago. He is the amazing news ninja over at Red State Talk Radio. He is the CEO and tech master of the most popular online-only radio network on the planet, Red State Talk Radio, and of course we late-night rebroadcast 7 days a week from 10 to 12 Eastern Time, our NutriMedical Report. We compress it down to 2 hours. And he's got a take on every issue and goes deeper, farther, longer, and exposes more ugly, I call the, like, news pathologists. You know, you're taking your bone saws and your calipers and pulling open up all the organs and sectioning them on air. And you do your own show and a lot of social media every week so you can kind of interact with people to kind of make them ask better questions. I'm sure this week there's no shortage of news, is there? I mean, we get more new news now in a day than most times in the past, probably in a year. And there's no shortage of stuff to deal with, is there?
Absolutely not. No, it's exciting. You know, you got this Admiral McRaven that is basically asking for Trump to revoke his clearance because of John Brennan, which I think is stupid. The guy, it's, you know, it's so obvious that he just wants to sell more of his books. Admiral Bill McRaven basically is all about selling this book, Make Your Bed, that he wrote and last year, and it's probably the sales have dwindled on to nothing. So he wants to get back into the limelight and get some TV time to promote his book.
Right.
So that's what's going on there. Don't be fooled. Don't buy the book. You know, Admiral will...
Right. That's crazy.
The cabals, admirals, just like a lot of the liberal brass that was working under the Obama regime. But I have a lot of stuff to offer up today with regard to a lot of different issues. What's been happening in Little Rock, Arkansas, what's been happening out in Seattle with that plane and the Keytron Island.
Right, what happened there? I mean, that sounds... He was even doing kinds of aeronautical flips and so on before he finally crashed and killed himself. What happened there?
Well, his name, they say, is Richard Russell.
Right.
Well, it turns out that Richard Russell is a submarine located in Puget Sound off of, in Bremerton, Washington.
Oh.
So it's Ketron, actually. It's not Keytron. It's Ketron Island. Now, Ketron Island is an island that actually has missile silos. So it kind of goes back to where June 10th, Michael Avenatti tweets a big missile going up in the air. I don't know if you recall that. Do you?
Yeah.
Blue sky, was a heat-seeking missile that was going up in the air. Well, my sources tell me that the threat was actually in conjunction with Trump's trip to North Korea, and that the threat was over Hawaii, and that the, America, we have these missile silos off the, in Ketron Island. And so it was mistakenly thought that that was coming out of Whidbey, but Whidbey has no towers or no missiles silos.
Right.
Anyway, Tetron was where that was. So the next day, Trump, on June 11th, you can read this tweet, does this whole tweet about North Korea saying the missiles have been stopped and blah, 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 blah. He misspells two words in this whole tweet, 280 characters. Right. The two words are missile stopped. Well, then, fast forward, you got this QAnon report that's talking about the fact that this plane, this Q400, did a actual flight pattern that looked in the shape of a Q, and is doing those somersaults. Now, this is a guy that never flew a plane before.
Yet,
right. He's chased by two M16s, two chase fighter jets, and he's doing barrel rolls that have the plane go really close to the water. They never did have video of the plane going down, and the smokestacks of the plane wreckage, that they alleged plane wreckage, is 10 times smaller than that of the size of the plane. So it looks to me, and not only that, but the fighter jets who were talking, they would have been on a secured, closed line. But instead, this line was aired to the public. So it wasn't a secured line. So it had to be a
Wow. Permitted
line. So the idea is that this was a white hat operation to take out the missile silos that were supposed to be secret. Now, Ketron Island has a population of 17 people. You can look it up on Wikipedia. 17 is the number for Q. The plane was a Q400. Did a shape in the satellite of a Q. His flight pattern was the shape of a Q. They never did see the plane go down. The odds of a guy doing a barrel roll in the 360s in the air with a Q400 with no flight experience whatsoever, being chased by two fighter jets, is zero. And then the smokestack doesn't measure up. So what they're suggesting is that everybody was looking at the shiny object over here, and then over there, you got two fighter jets actually doing a white hat blow up of the missile silos so that black hats down the road can't use those missile silos.
Yeah, we're using missile silos for what? For terrorism against the population?
Or for
a false flag?
These were hidden silos. These were hidden. These were top secret.
Right.
And when they were used because of an attack, alleged attack over Hawaii, against Air Force One.
Right.
That's when they said, well, we're going to have to go ahead and blow those missile silos up so that other people don't inspect them and get trade secrets.
Really?
That's what my source told me. And by the way, that's also well documented in a QAnon report. It's really quite amazing. You can Google this as well. But nobody has video footage of the plane actually going down. They just see a smokestack, and the smokestack is 10 times smaller than it should be for a plane of that size.
Fascinating. Now, so we know that back when, remember this thing in Hawaii where the security officer was fired because he supposedly said there was a missile coming and put on alert?
That's right. A lot of weird stuff coming out
of here. Right, and we know that missile was fired out by somebody, could have been us or the Israelis, and that, in fact, the layers that they have for missile alerts are very similar to what it has in NORAD, North American Air Defense. They're not sloppy. So this guy wasn't just doing it because he got one thing like a blip or a signal telling that there's a missile coming in. There was a real missile coming in. There was a real, what's called, trial to see if they could knock it out with our missile defense systems, and they didn't succeed.
Right.
What people don't understand is that it maybe came from this island where the missile could, because it could easily kind of whip over from there at hypersonic speeds and actually be used to create this scenario, couldn't it?
That's right. That's exactly right. So, you know, you have that situation. And then there's a lot of other news that's actually, I have new information, source information, on three different issues. One is the Little Rock. The other is Seth Rich. And then there's also a reporter that we lost, a citizen journalist, Jenny Moore, who was looking up an incident where when this person was 8 years old, was molested by Bill Clinton, and was on the hunt for that case and ended up dead in a hotel room. Another part of the Clinton body count where somebody dies mysteriously. So we can get into all of those things. I don't have your clock in front of me, so I don't know when the breaks are.
We've got another 6 minutes now.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
So there's, you know, have you heard about the 757 that was going in to Little Rock, Arkansas?
Sorry, a minute, not 6 minutes, 2 minutes. And then we've got a 4 minute break, then we've got another 10 minutes. We're good.
Right. Okay.
So go ahead. Yeah.
You heard about those 757s that were flying into Little Rock, Arkansas, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, and a lot of people were thinking, okay, Clinton Foundation. And there's a lot of interesting information because the Clinton Foundation investigation has been reopened as of late 2017. It was reported upon in The Hill on January 2018 by John Solomon. But there was also a big drug bust. And my source asked me this question. She said, what goes along with drug trafficking? Sex trafficking. And I said, the Clintons? And she said, yes.
Well, they also visited what I call Pedophilia Island, too, with their private jet, haven't they, the Clintons?
Right, they have, and also there's a...
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world, and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Amazing, I would call news pathologist, Scott, and you never think you can get to the bottom of this. It's like you get to the bottom of the latrine. Let's say that we were news latrine hygiene technicians. So we come up with a latrine truck, and we're going to pump out your septic field, your septic tank. And think of Washington, D.C. as a really big septic tank, and you get to the bottom, and there's a lot of slime and stuff down there, and you realize your pump's really laboring, and you realize this slime just keeps on going forever, doesn't it? It's amazing.
Yeah, that's a good way to spin it. Yeah, this I just read an article that Lois Lerner's back in the news, and that she's going to be in big trouble. But mainly, it involves the whole Tea Party bashing and the targeting of Tea Party. That was launched by John McCain. John McCain was working with Christopher Steele on the Russian dossier and Spygate. He also was working with the IRS to help them attack Tea Party groups. So it's really amazing that John McCain, being a Republican, would do that to his own party. But wow.
Well, yeah. I've changed the name for these guys, these pseudo-Republicans. They call them the Republic Craps.
Yeah. So this article says, Lois Lerner's case explodes. IRS docs link McCain's office to Tea Party attacks. So it says here, since announcing his brain cancer was terminal, Arizona Senator John McCain has continued to make headlines, but not due to his medical status. Instead, it has been one controversy after another revolving around him, and now one more had been added to the list. And this time it's basically that he was attacking the Tea Party. So this is going to be big. New documents have been found that through the FOIA requests that have really... I think this is going to be the big tarnished moment for McCain's legacy, whatever legacy he has left. What a backstabber.
The military people that know McCain hate his guts. And I've heard lots of reasons why they do. Considering right back when, you know, when he was flying jets really near the aircraft carriers and doing crazy stuff. This guy is strange. At the very least, you can call him strange. And then you got to realize he's a backstabber. He really is. So look, for example, the health care thing was almost solved by the Congress, and when McCain, as a senator, pulled it, and he couldn't, it looked like he might be kind of supporting this idea, the bill that came through from Donald Trump and the Congress, he killed it. It was McCain that killed the health bill, wasn't it?
Yep, thumbs down at 2:30 in the morning.
Right.
But, you know, biggest thing to hit, and right now, you know, the Republicans are, you know, we're taking our lumps, and but it doesn't seem to be swaying the polls, because right now, Candace Owens came out with a report that said 39% of black Americans now support Donald Trump. Yesterday it was 36%. It's now, there's a report out that says 39%. That is a ridiculous stat, because it was 18% last year. So that's a huge number. And so the Democrats now are going to really have to worry, because they got these leaders of the party, these presidential candidates like a Keith Ellison who's beating up women. Or you got Andrew Cuomo that says America was never great. You got all these liberal pundits now afraid to defend America and basically say, yeah, I agree with Andrew Cuomo. America is was never great. And so their whole platform now is disintegrating before our eyes. I mean, they have, we want to raise your taxes, we want to impeach your president, we want to open the borders, abolish ICE, embrace sanctuary cities, provide welfare for illegals and refugees.
And disarm you. And disarm you.
Disarm you. We want to take away your right to bear arms. We want to spy on you because we don't care about the Fourth Amendment search and seizure. We want to deny your right to speak at universities. We want safe zones. And in addition to that, now America was never great and never will be great. So who are you kidding? That's exactly what the Democrat plank and platform is. There's no that's gonna win, and there's no way that's gonna be successful in generating revenue. Trump is a money making machine, and his rallies, one after the other, after the other, after the other, are going to prove successful in the 60-day lead up to the midterm elections. It's going to be fun to watch.
Oh yeah, it's going to be ridiculous. It's going to be like watching mixed martial arts, and a guy dressed up like Trump with the Trump outfit on gets in there, and he turns out, they think he's just like 6 foot tall, but when he rises, he's like 9 foot tall, and he can do, he does a, what's called a backflip in the air, lands on the mat, and then the other competitor comes in, and he just kind of grabs him with one hand, takes him and goes, wah! And slams him to the ground, and I said, knockout, boom, fight over in 2 seconds. That's what Trump's going to do this time. Right. I don't think there's going to be a blue wave at all. I think it's going to be a red wave.
Rudy Giuliani came out today and said basically that John Brennan's going to be the first one indicted, because John Brennan was the first one to get his security removed. He's going to be the first one indicted, and the reason why is because John Brennan is the puppet master pulling all the strings. He's the one that actually set this thing in motion. But the coup de grace, the one that's going to bring down the whole house, is Seth Rich, and there's new information by Matt Couch that has come forward where he knows the names of two elected Democrats from the Rayburn building, which means they come out of the House. And these two individuals were at the emergency room at the time that Seth Rich arrived. Not only that, but Seth Rich's doctor was the same doctor that showed up to work on Steve Scalise, which is the exact reason why Donald Trump then heard about this and said, send my own personal doctor over to the hospital and take care of Steve Scalise. I don't trust this person.
Right.
And so it was a woman, a blonde woman, that was working on Seth Rich. She was the same person that also got the job for Scalise. Now, Seth Rich, we have source information now that he was murdered by two individuals, ATF guy and a DEA guy that were working out of a Maryland office run by none other than Rod Rosenstein. Rod Rosenstein was the U.S. attorney at the time in Maryland that controlled that department. Sends two guys to do a hit job, and the reason why that makes sense now, too, is because this was one of the only cases where they sealed the ballistics tests. The ballistics tests that would show the bullets came from government-issued guns, because every government-issued gun has its own identification in terms of the chamber. So when you shoot a gun, they know exactly whose gun that is based on the markings on the bullets.
Ah.
They didn't reveal the ballistics. Also, all of the ATM cameras that were in the vicinity, all of the CCTV cameras as a part of the city, were all confiscated and under seal. None of it had been released. There was only one time, and one time only, in the D.C. Police Department where they didn't create a video of the homicide. It was Seth Rich. Seth Rich was the only Caucasian homicide in D.C. over the last couple of years where there was no solved crime. The only one for a Caucasian to be murdered in the street. This was supposed to be a botched robbery, is the way they called it. And you would think that this would result in capture.
But yeah. Wow.
And by the way, we happen to know that we think it's going to be Javier Becerra and Debbie Wasserman Schultz as the two elected officials that were at the hospital when Seth Rich arrived.
Wow. We'll continue in just a moment.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
On the break, you mentioned something else really interesting about Mr. Brennan. What I'd heard, and you corroborated what I've heard from my sources, is that Brennan actually, when he was stationed in Saudi Arabia, became a Muslim. And in fact, you mentioned something that I hadn't heard before, that when he swore his oath, he swore in an older version that did not include the swearing on the Bible, because Muslims can't swear on an inferior document to the words of Allah, the Hadith, and the Quran. Interesting, eh?
That's right. He switched over to Wahhabism, and that's part of the Saudi Arabian sect, and he swore in on a version of the Constitution from 1779. The Bill of Rights came out in 1784. So that means that one of the Bills of Rights is Second Amendment. The other one's the Fourth Amendment, search and seizure. First Amendment, free speech. He's not held bound to any of that. So,
but doesn't surprise me. I mean, I've had on the show, experts on, it was called, PoliticalIslam.com, Dr. Bill, and what we find is, and we've had other people on, the issue of what Islam is all about. The fact that he's a Wahhabist, is Muslim, and he's a high security person inside our government is an obscenity. But look at Barack Obama. He was a closet Muslim, too. And he was there in the situation. There's so many pictures of him and Brennan in the White House in the Situation Room. It's crazy, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. You have these Muslim Brotherhood-influenced individuals running the show. But it didn't stop there. I mean, it's with Valerie Jarrett, Iranian-born. You have so many of these individuals in the Obama White House, that thank God they're gone. But, they were corrupt as hell. And
I don't know if they're completely gone, though, because the networks are so broad. I know from my own classified sources, because I used to take care of Delta Force. There's 42 live ammo training camps in the lower 48 states that are Muslim. I mean, one of the closest in New York City is they called Islamabad, and you can actually find it on the map. It's like, in almost every state, there's multiple of these war game live ammo testing sites, like this recent compound found in New Mexico with former Haitian now Muslim terrorists training kids to blow people up and kill kids in school. And the judge releases them and says there's no reason why we should be keeping them. Are you kidding me? It's mind-boggling, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It really is. And so, you know, I wanted to finish up on that Seth Rich thing, too. Because
please continue.
And you know, so we suspect that the two congressmen that Matt Couch is going to name, he has the names. We think, my sources and I think, it's definitely Debbie Wasserman Schultz is one of them. But we also think it's Javier Becerra. He's the current AG in California. I think he's going to be running for governor. But Javier Becerra was good friends with Rahm Emanuel. He was working as a congressman in the House of Representatives back when the Awan brothers had these Blackberries and servers, and they were doing some shady business through what was called Operation Cassandra, gun running, drug running, and also auto theft.
Right.
And they were doping cars and selling them off to heads of state so they could track the cars, track them with GPS devices that were, you know, when they dope up a car, they put all kinds of electronics in it that make it so you know where everybody's is at any time. Anyways, there was a lot of that going on, and we're learning more and more about it because, you know, everybody's talking about these redactions on these documents. Why are they so redacted? It's just the date. Well, a lot of these redactions are redacted because there's an internal investigation going on right now. And the internal investigation is trying to find leakers. So, like, for example, James Wolf, the guy that was part of the SSCI, the Senate Select Committee on Intelligence, he was the head data guy. And he was sleeping with Ali Watkins, who was a New York Times reporter and worked for BuzzFeed and worked for Politico. Well, they were sleeping together. Well, he took 82 snapshots of the FISA warrant for Carter Page. I mean, and what he did was he sent them to her. Well, they knew it was her and him because the version she copied and wrote about had dates that were only his copy. So they have different copies going to Schiff, Mark Warner, Richard Burr. These are all part of these Senate.
So in other words, they were tagged with incorrect dates so they know who is the leaker.
That's why they're still redacted, because there's only one accurate version. Everybody else has inaccurate versions. There might be a here, a dash there, a misspelling on purpose over here. And so everybody has like different versions. So when these reporters start to print these things, they print them. And they can then track them back. Because we know, for example, that Mark Warner was in touch with Oleg Deripaska, who was in touch with Christopher Steele. We know that he was working with Adam Waldman. Adam Waldman was the attorney not only for Julian Assange, but he was also the attorney for Oleg Deripaska to help him get his visa. He was also working with Christopher Steele. He was working with and speaking with and having meetings with Bruce Orr. He was also meeting with Mark Warner. So this guy, this one attorney, was centralized with all of these people. And some of them are white hats, some of them are black hats. It's like kind of in the middle there, knowing everything that's going on. Because, you know, the Democrats in the Senate are calling for Julian Assange to testify. And part of it is they want to know where Julian Assange is located right now, because people don't know where he is. Is he in the embassy, the Ecuadorian embassy in London? I don't think so. Some people think he might be down in Gitmo drinking pina coladas off the coast of Cuba.
Yeah, I had some suspicions from my sources that's actually already happened.
Right. That he is in a safe space. He was not safe in the Ecuadorian consulate.
Right.
We want to take this man out because he is the linchpin to what happens with Seth Rich. And Seth Rich is the key to everything. Seth Rich is the key to every single thing.
Yeah, that's why they killed him, isn't it?
Not just that, because, you know, Podesta said, we're going to make an example out of the leaker. Well, it turns out then that, you know, if it's Seth Rich that was the leaker, then how do they explain the Russian collusion delusion? How do they explain the 12 indictments that they issued just before Trump was to go to Helsinki?
Right.
So you know then that they were trying to stymie the relationship between Trump and Putin By using this Russian narrative, this fake Russian narrative, there was never any hacking. Bill Binney did that completely. But there was never any Russian hacking. There was just this one leak from Seth Rich. He wound up dead. And there were four others. A guy named Sean.
Exactly. I'd like you to tie that to the latest thing where last week we put more sanctions, Trump did, against Russia based on this bioterrorism attack killing this former Russian spy and injuring his daughter. And in fact, that chemical, because I'm a toxicologist, was never used by the Russians or the Soviets.
Yeah, I don't
it was
think
coming. It came from Portland down. The only place this particular toxin was done was by the damn British.
Yeah, that's right. And so they're blaming Russia again. Once again, think about how many times they tried to stymie the relationship between Putin and Trump.
Right.
Remember back when he was Trump went to a rally and he said, "I'm thinking about pulling out of Syria. I'm thinking about warming relations with Russia." Next thing you know, they issued this chemical attack in Syria.
Immediately, I didn't even see the White House down there shoving this kid who wanted a sandwich and spraying with water, saying he got chemical sprays.
Well,
that's a blatant lie. They interviewed doctors. I talked to the people over there.
They had people falling down and then getting up and falling down again.
Right.
But, you know, they did this because, again, they didn't want the relationship to warm up between Putin. You know, they don't want this nationalist power structure. The globalists are going against the nationalists. The nationalists are Xi, Putin, and Trump. Everybody else are the globalists.
Right.
So, you know, there's that. But also, Putin knows a lot about Uranium One. He has the dirt on Hillary. He knows what happened with the DNC leaks because of Maria Butina, who's now sitting in jail in Alexandria, Virginia. And she was also related to the American University exchange of data that involved Seth Rich.
Maria Does this Butina. Involve Bill Broder, too? Because I heard that Putin didn't get any kickback of money. It was other oligarchs doing deals with Broder that were involved in this.
Broder, and we're going to get to that after the break.
Yeah. So, in other words, Putin's got the goods, being former GRU manager.
Yeah,
he knows what really happened, doesn't he?
He knew about the Secret Service guy that died in Scotland.
Yeah, I know, got poisoned, saving Trump from eating poisoned food, right?
Well, he was actually on John Bolton's detail, but I'll get...
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Is about to be pulled, isn't it? And I don't think they're going to do it all until it's time for to bring the house down, right? So is it going to happen before 2018 midterms in roughly 80 days, or is it going to happen after?
That's a great question. I actually think it really depends on what moves they make. And right now, I also think it depends on what moves Mueller's team makes, because I don't think that they want to issue the indictments until Mueller shuts down his operation. Because if, you know, the only reason why Mueller's in place is to disrupt and to prevent and to limit what Trump can do. And, I really think that once he runs out of, steam, And by the way, he is what they call an inferior officer. And this was tested because he had a witness that was uncooperative. And the witness sued him because he wasn't supposed to be... His appointment is not very constitutional. It's supposed to be that the president the president or the DOJ selects a special counsel, and then the special counsel is supposed to go before the Senate, and then they're supposed to vote on this.
Right.
This never went to a vote. So this never was. This was just selected by the deputy AG, by Rod Rosenstein, and he just got to work. And so he really has a status that needs to be controlled in terms of scope by the Department of Justice. And the Department of Justice has done a poor job in scope, and that's why you have this Manafort trial, right? The Manafort trial is a situation where they didn't even bother, the defense never even bothered calling a witness because they felt that the prosecutor didn't do a good enough job to make their case. So we don't know how that ruling is going to go, but it's looking kind of not so bad for Manafort. And even if Manafort goes down, I'm sure he's going to get a pardon. So no harm, no foul there. It's going to be Mueller. So Mueller, though, is already issuing more documents and more investigations with Papadopoulos. They're going to have to control this because he is what they consider, in the technical phrase, an inferior officer and needs to have scope determined by the Department of Justice. But the Seth Rich thing, a couple of things. I rattled off a bunch of anomalies and uniqueness about the cameras, about the ballistics tests, about the sealed autopsy, about the timing of the two congressmen that were elected Democrats that were showed up at the time of Seth Rich. But there's also other information that Assange revealed, that the payments were made through PayPal and eBay, and they were made to both of the boys, in quotes. And that was the Rich brothers, Seth Rich and his brother, were paid for the data. It wasn't a hack. It wasn't the 12 Russian officials that were indicted. That was a ruse to try to prevent Trump. And you know, when he did that, 4 or 5 days before he left for Russia, everybody on the left-wing media and every Democrat said he should not meet in Helsinki with Putin, right?
Right.
And we just talked about the chemical weapons and how odd the timing was. It didn't make sense if you were Russia that they would do that. So if it doesn't make sense, then why in the world would Putin do it? Is he stupid? No, he's not stupid. We also know that they're issuing sanctions. And they're issuing sanctions for stuff that British MI6 is doing with regard to these chemical weapons attacks. So the way I see it, I think that when Trump stepped up and issued sanctions, he's issuing sanctions with Cyprus Islands banks or Cayman Islands banks, and they're actually impacting banks that control offshore accounts for Obama, for Hillary Clinton, for John Brennan. You know, when you make a $150 billion deal with Iran nuclear deal, you better believe that palms were greased and hundreds of millions of dollars were dispersed.
Right.
Let's face, in the State Department, they still can't account for $6 billion. Hillary Clinton got $145 million selling America's uranium. She got more money selling trade secrets through her email servers to China. And we have reports now that China has that information.
Well, you know that during Bill and Hillary, during the last term of Bill, he sold secrets on supercomputer technology to the Chinese. Do you know that, right?
Right, and then you also have Renaissance Capital, a Russian bank that financed $500,000 payment to Bill Clinton to give a speech in Moscow. You also have Frank Giustra, who was involved with the Uranium One deal. He was also involved with the Haiti corruption. So Frank Giustra is involved in a lot of this stuff too. So then you got Bill Browder, another libtard that, you know, had $1.5 billion. He was James Comey's boss at HSBC Bank. It was Peter Strzok's wife that got the promotion at SEC, which then allowed her to gain access to banking systems all over the world. So there was a lot of stuff going on here, and it was mostly related to this Iran nuclear deal to try to transfer the funds, because it's not every day that you transfer $150 billion. It's kind of a puzzle. You have to do it.
Right.
And so a lot of palms were greased, a lot of offshore accounts, which helps explain why it is that Obama's foundation only made $16 million in 2016, made $233 million in 2017. How does a nonprofit organization bring in $233 million in its first year? That's got to be...
Wow.
Hiring money laundered money from an offshore account that you got from an Iran nuclear deal, and you got it wired in so it can become more liquid, and then you can actually take that money and you can source and pay off GoFundMe pages like Peter Strzok's, where he made $500,000 overnight. That goes right.
Yeah, that's crazy, isn't it? The amount of money in GoFundMe page, $500,000.
That goes right to the Democrat Party. That's not going to Peter Strzok. And the same thing is true with Michael Avenatti. He got $5 million to a crowd justice crowdsourcing scheme. A lot of people think that that money's coming from Soros and from Obama and from the Clintons. And basically, anybody that gets a lot of airtime, that can go up and get a lot of media coverage and go up there and bash the president, that's good for that. The Democrats think that's good for America, and they finance it through a way that it's called laundering. When you pay these source funding anonymously, it's a way to actually liquidate your cash and launder it and put that stolen money to good use for Democrat causes. It's the same way that Obama bought his way into Netflix and Netflix sold out to propagate new ideas and disinformation. And that's what he's using that stolen cash for. A lot of this cash, he probably can't even spend it. It's dirty money. So why not then donate it and use it as donate it anonymously and put it to good use? Seth Rich, again, is going to come back to haunt them. But, you know, keep in mind that Helsinki, all right, the last shoe to drop wasn't just the 12 indictments and all the Democrats in concert saying you can't meet them now. Well, that didn't work. Trump said, well, I'm still going to meet them. And he did. He goes to Scotland, and the day before he's to fly out, his Secret Service detail, one of the guys, ends up dead.
And poisoned.
That guy was looking over John Bolton. It doesn't even matter if he was a food taster for Trump or whether he was part of John Bolton's detail there at the Scotland golf course. It doesn't even matter. What matters is that if they can pin that poison or that murder on, it may have been intentionally intended for John Bolton. If they could say, look, Russia murdered our national security advisor or our Secret Service guy, just like they tried to pin the two Russians that got poisoned in London on Russia, they were going to pin that on Russia too. And that would then certainly for sure cancel the meeting in Helsinki. They wanted to cancel that meeting come hell or come high water. And they didn't achieve that goal. And that was then game over. Then when he got back, they wanted to subpoena the interpreter and said, what was said in that private meeting? We've never seen anything like this. This is all uncharted, unprecedented water. Trust me when I tell you that Helsinki meeting, there was a lot more going on there than meets the eye.
And especially with that ball with a microchip in it, right?
Well, that was a $165 ball you could buy on Amazon. It has a chip in it. Works with your iPhones and your smartphones. But that was symbolic. It was a symbol.
Right.
For answering the data, the ball's in your court.
Amazing. I'm sure there's back channels between Trump and Putin, because while this is going on in the front with these sanctions, behind the scenes, Trump is ready to drop the axe. I say the geopolitical guillotine against the global super state and the heinous crimes that are going on around, including the death of Seth Rich. But I think Trump and his people are mastering this, aren't they?
Oh, absolutely.
Amazing analysis again. Thank you, Scott. I think this is your regular spot now on Thursdays to give us an update. Thank you. And by the way, everybody go and listen to RedStateTalkRadio.com. All the amazing programs and broadcasters over there. Back tomorrow with The Firing Line, Harley Schlanger and Gary Richard Arnold.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.